بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد ابن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. ما بعد. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, June is finally here. Kids, June is finally here, alhamdulillah. And I think back to how I used to feel when I was a kid, still a bit of a kid, but when I was younger, how I used to feel when I was in school and we would get to June and the weather started getting warm and you could always play outside. We would always ask our teachers to have class outside. Of course, it didn't happen all the time, but sometimes. It's a time of great excitement because finally, after so many months, you know that the holidays are near and it's going to be time to just relax, not worry about homework, unless you go to summer school, not worry about homework, not have to worry about, you know, waking up in the morning, going to school, and have all the time in the world to do the things that you enjoy doing. But before we get to that point, there is one important part that we have to go through, and that is getting our report cards. Getting our report cards is something we have to go through first before we can actually, you know, truly start enjoying the summer. Now, for the teachers, it's a different story. They're thinking about summer, but first, they're thinking about what they're going to write in your report cards. They're thinking about what grade, what mark they're going to give you. And you're not the only student. They have 10, 15, 20, 30 students. And they're worried about writing everyone's report cards. And when you get your report card, I remember when I used to get my report card, there would always be a lot of suspense. I would open my report card. Everyone would quickly open the report card and look at it like this first, so nobody sees your grade in case, you know, you got a bad grade. And then if you got a nice grade, then you, you know, lower it a little bit and maybe tell someone else, tell others, oh, what did you get? Yeah, I'll tell you if you tell me, okay, I got this, right? So we went through all of that. So there's a lot of excitement, a lot of suspense about what will my report say? Will I pass or will I fail? And you know, the best students are actually afraid that they're going to fail. Okay, even though they're getting like 90s and A's and everything, it's like, oh my goodness, will I make it through or not? Maybe I did something and I failed, right? Will I make it to the next grade or not? And of course, when students are older, then it becomes a lot more serious because it has to do with, you know, getting into university and maintaining the GPA and university and so on and so forth, okay? And of course, in high school, when you're getting your grade, it really matters a lot because that can determine your eligibility to get into various programs of study, eligibility for scholarships and awards, and even at work. You know, at work you'll have, you know, mid-year reviews, end-of-year reviews, and you have, you know, goals to set, and you have performance reviews. So there's all of, you know, all we're all in the same boat. So whether we are young or we're old, we all are affected by this in one way or the other. In order to get a good report, in order to get a good report card or get a good review, we know we have to work hard to perform well. You can't be a student or an employee who goes through the entire year not worrying about your work, not doing your homework, not taking care of your assignments, and then expect that at the end of the year, you're actually going to get a great grade and that you're going to get a passing grade. One day though, we will all, every single one of us, will be given the most important report card ever. So the report cards and the reviews we get in this life, in this world, are important because they determine the course of our life, or at the very least, they have an effect on how we're going to live our life in the future. But the report card we're going to get on that day, which is going to be the most important report card that we will ever receive, it will determine our future forever and forever and forever to no end. And you can imagine the situation of the people on that day. That people will be running around. They will be so nervous like they've never been in this life. Everyone worried about themselves. Nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. Everyone thinking about what is going to happen to me. What is my report card going to contain? Am I going to receive a failing grade or a passing grade? Am I going to be caught for something that I did, which I wasn't supposed to do? Or perhaps something that I was supposed to do, but I didn't do? And everyone's going to be worried about themselves to the point where family members, your parents, your brothers, your sisters, your friends, everyone will be running away from each other. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. The day when a person will flee from his brother, وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ, and from his mother and his father, or her father and her mother. So the very people we love in this world, the very people who we go to for comfort in this world, are the people every single one of us will be running away from. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ, and from our spouses and children. Everyone will be going away from each other. Why? لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Every one of them will be too busy, will be too engaged in their own problems, in their own affairs, in their own business to care for others. On that day, none of us are going to have the time to worry about, oh, I wonder how my mother is doing. I wonder how my wife is doing. I wonder how my father is doing. I wonder how my brothers and sisters are doing. No, it's going to be such a situation of seriousness and desperation that every single one of us will be worried about our own selves and our own report cards. Because whatever we find in our report cards, or more like report books, will affect us forever and forever for eternity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. That on the day of resurrection, we will bring forth a book for him that he will find wide open. It is a book, a report book, which will be there, wide open. اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. And it will be said, read your book. Read your report book. Enough are you today to take your own account. You don't even have to wait for the judgment to find out what's going to happen. When you read your own report card, your report book, you will know exactly what's going to happen to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives different descriptions of people receiving the report card. You know how I told you what happens when you get the report card, you open it, you hold it up, right, to hide your marks? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the situation of the people when they receive the report books. And this is not about other people. This is about us. This is about me. This is about you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us exactly how we are going to be on that day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is illustrating it for us. He's describing it for us. The scene. So, for example, Allah tells us, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ. And the book, the report book, will be placed in front of them. Then you will see the guilty people scared of its contents. The book will be placed in front of them. And they'll get scared. Like, oh no, this is it. Because I know what I did. I know everything that I was up to in my life. And they will say, وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. And they will say, woe to us. Oh my goodness, woe to us. What a book is this? مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. What kind of book is this? لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. It has missed nothing.
It has missed nothing, minor or major, but it has taken it into account. So I thought I was doing something small. Maybe it wouldn't be noticed. You know how in class we do something and we think the teacher's not going to see? I had an incident, I'm not very proud of. But anyway, I was sitting in class one day, and I had a crumpled piece of paper which I was trying to throw at another student. Don't do this, kids, okay, in class. Okay, I'm just giving you an example of what can happen. So I was trying to shoot it at my friend, except I missed and landed in front of the teacher. Okay, alhamdulillah, I had a good reputation, so nothing really happened. And I said, sorry, I apologize, never did it again. Okay, so sometimes we do things in class, or in life, or at work, we think no one's going to find out, right, that we're going to get away with it. But on that day, we're going to realize that that book has captured everything. There's nothing that is missing. There's nothing at all that is missing, no matter how small it may be, no matter how large it may be, everything is in there. So they're going to say, لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. It has missed nothing, minor or major, but it has taken it into account. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Thus they will find whatever they did in front of them. Whatever they did will be there, right in front of them, all recorded, all in their report books. You see, when you get your report card at school, the teacher doesn't write every single thing you did in school. The teacher doesn't write, okay, on Thursday, June 4th, 2015, the student at 10:58 a.m. got in a fight with another student. Oh, it doesn't contain all the details. But that book, that report book we receive, that's why I call it a book, a report book, because it's going to contain every single detail. Every single thing that we did, it's going to be found in there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that. But Allah also tells us, وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. And your Lord will not wrong anyone. Will not wrong anyone. So after everything is detailed, it will be clear what should happen to that person. So no, there will be no injustice. It's not like teacher doesn't like you or like someone else and then, gives you a lower grade because of biases or gives someone else a higher grade. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fair. No dhulm, no oppression, no injustice to anyone. Whatever is deserved will be given. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. Allah may forgive something you have done. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive, but Allah will not give undue punishment or more punishment for something which is not deserved. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in another place, the description. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. Then as for him who will be given his record, his report book in his right hand. The person who receives the book in their hand. You see, in this world, when you get your report card, the teacher is not looking at which hand they're giving it to. They pass it out, you just take it. But on that day, the hand with which you pick up your report book will mean a lot. Will say a lot about your book and what it contains. So Allah tells us, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. Then for the person who will be given their book in their right hand, what will they say? فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَهُ. Here, read my record. Just like you get a good report card, you want to share it with others. You run home to show your mom and dad. You can't wait till you show your classmates because you got all A's and A pluses. So the person who gets the book in their right hand, we'll be like, here, read my record. هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَهُ. إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهُ. Surely, I did believe that I shall meet my account. These things I was doing, which were good, I knew it was worth it. I knew I sacrificed in this world, in the life of the world. And I stayed, woke up early for Fajr, I sacrificed, I stayed away from things I wanted to do. I did all of that. And I knew that I was going to get something for it. I knew I was doing it for a right reason. I wasn't just doing it just because I had heard and I thought, maybe I should just do it. No, I really believe that I'm going to get rewarded for it. And yes, I did. I have received it now. I got my reward. I got the news that I was waiting for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, فَهُوَ فِي أَعِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. So he shall be in a life well-pleasing. Just like summer comes along and you get a nice report card and you're relaxed and you have no stress. Your parents don't tell you to go to summer school. You're relaxing. There's no punishment. There's no disciplining. There's no extra work to do. You're relaxed. So that person will be relaxed for eternity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, في جنة عالية قطوفها دانية كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية. Allah Ta'ala says that they will be in a life well pleasing in a lofty garden, in a very nice garden, and the fruits of which will be close at hand. Whatever they want, it will be close by. Just relax, pick fruits and eat them. And it will be said to such people, eat and drink at ease for that which you have sent on before you in days past. بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ.
So whatever you did in the days past and you put it in your bank account, now is the time to cash in. Now is the time to enjoy. Now is the time to just have no worries, and you're good now forever and forever and forever. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about that.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَلْتَنظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ.
That all you who believe, fear Allah, keep your duty to Him, and let every person look,
وَلْتَنظُرْ,
to what He has sent forth for tomorrow. What have you sent forward? Everything good that you do now, don't expect a reward for it right now. Don't look for a reward in this world. Know that it is being put into your bank account and you're going to cash in tomorrow, meaning in the next life. Okay, so this is the time to do the work and then you get paid then. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, look at what you are sending forward. In the same way, if you're doing bad, then that is also going into your account. Those are debts you're going to be carrying on that day. So look forward, look ahead. What are you doing now which is actually being sent forward to that day?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Surah Yasin, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ.
Surely we will give new life to the dead. Okay, everyone who dies will be brought back to life. Everyone will be brought back to life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we are recording whatever deeds they send before them. So whatever you're doing, which is going ahead, that's all being recorded. But very important point here,
وَآثَارَهُمْ,
and whatever effects they leave behind, their traces, their effects. So you do a deed, you do a good deed, and other people get inspired, and other people get encouraged. And after you pass away and you're dead, there's hundreds and thousands of people who are inspired to do good because of your effort. This is traces, effects that you have left behind, which are positive, and you will get rewarded for that. That's also being recorded. But the opposite is also true, that you start doing something bad, you become a bad role model for your younger brothers and sisters. You become, as parents, bad role models for your children, for your family members. You contribute to the decay in society, and other people are affected by your deeds. And then they continue to do evil as well. And then they inspire others. Well, guess what? All of this is also being recorded. All of this is also being recorded, because these are the effects of your deeds, whether positive or negative. So this is something very important to remember. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the opposite description as well. So first, He gave us the description of the people who get their report books in their right hands. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us,
وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ.
But as for him who will be given his record in his left hand,
فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَهِ.
He will say, I wish that I had not been given this record. I wish I had not been given this book. Like the student who is failing, when they get the report card and they see F's and there's failure, this person will say, oh, I just wish it never came to this day that I actually had to receive this book, this report book.
وَلَمْ أَدْرِي مَا حِسَابِيَهِ.
And that I had never known how my account is. I wish I had never found out. You know, when you get some terrible news, and you say, okay, you know what? I would have been better off if I just didn't know about this. Okay, but you will know. Every single person will know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us. And then,
يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَةِ.
Would that it had been my end. Would that it had been my end. I wish I had just died. You know, when I actually died in the life of this world, and I thought that I was going to be gone, I wish that everything would have been over then. You know, sometimes we get ourselves in a mess, we make bad decisions. There's no undo button in life. Can we undo decisions we make in life? Like we undo things on our computers? No, we can try to make efforts to make things right, but you can't just undo things. Okay, so you find yourself in a mess, and you say, you know, I wish I had just not got into this. I would just wish that I had been gone before I got to this point. Well, that is what that person will be saying who gets the report book in their left hand. But it will be too late.
مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَهْ هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَهْ.
My wealth has not availed me. I thought if I worked hard in the life of the world, and I made lots of money so that I had lots of wealth to enjoy, and I could be relaxed, I thought it would save me. But it has not helped me on this day. My report book doesn't take into account how much money I made. It only accounts how I spent it and how I earned it.
my power, all the power I had, either position or strength or words, my tongue, all the different types of power that I had, is gone. They're gone from me. They're gone from me. There's nothing that I can do to defend myself now. Then the order will be given. خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوهُ. It will be said, seize him, grab him, and take him away, fetter him away. ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوهُ. And fling him into the blazing fire. That's what happens when you fail on that day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Fling him, throw him into the blazing fire. ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرْعُهَا سَبَعُونَ ذِرَاعًا فَاسْلُكُوهُ. Then fasten him with a chain whereof the length is 70 cubits. Long chain. Tie him up. Drag him away. Fling him or her into the place that he or she deserves. When the people have been given their books, it will be said to them, هَذَا كِتَابُنَا يَنْتِقُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. This is our book that speaks against you with truth. إِنَّا كُنَّا نَسْتَنْسِخُ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. We used to get recorded all that you used to do. So everything you used to do, you used to be recording it. So everything is recorded. You know, we care for our privacy nowadays. So as adults, we don't want the government spying on us. We don't want the RCMP and CSIS, you know, tapping into our phone lines and all that stuff. People following us. And as kids, we want to have our privacy as we start getting older. We want people to knock before they enter our room. We want people to, you know, not go through our phones and our computers and our belongings. Everyone wants privacy. Okay, but when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His angels, we have no privacy. Doesn't matter where you go, there's no privacy. You're always being watched. You're always being recorded. So of course there are two angles to this. Yes, it is very worrying that every single mistake, every single misdeed, every single sin is recorded, even the smallest. But there's also a very positive side to it as well, which is that any goodness, even the smallest act of charity, of kindness, of goodness, will be found in that book. Even a single subhanallah, a single alhamdulillah, a single la ilaha illallah, a single mashaAllah, a single Allah said with your heart, it will all be found there as well. So use every opportunity to fill your book up with good and good deeds, which if they're done sincerely, they're very heavy. It may be small to say la ilaha illallah, but if you say it with sincerity, with the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be huge in your book. It will take up lots of space in your book, and it will be very heavy on the scale of deeds, inshaAllah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Whoever does equal to the weight of an atom or a small ant, even if it's that small, of good, they will see it. It will be there. And the same thing for even this little of evil. This is serious because we think sometimes, oh, it's not a major sin. Oh, it's not something which is that serious. It is not something which is that important. Oh, it's okay. You know, let's go. It's not that, it doesn't matter all that much. Well, that will be there as well. And what if it's that one deed that seals our fate? What if it's that one little thing that we thought, whether we knew was wrong or we heard it was wrong, but we said, well, you know what, it's not that serious. What if it's that one deed that is the deciding factor? You know, we have elections, and sometimes, you know, we think, oh, there's no point of voting, you know, there's already so many people who are going to vote. But there's situations where candidates win with one vote, two votes, three votes, right? Actually, there was a case in Prince Edward Island, I found this really funny, okay? It's a small island province, right? I don't know why it's a province, but anyway, forgive me if you're from PEI. Anyway, so they had an election, and the provincial election, and the two candidates tied. Okay, they had equal number of votes. They said, what do we do now? So they went and read into the Elections Act, looked into the constitution of the province. They said, you're supposed to have a coin toss. You have a coin toss. Okay? So they assigned heads to one candidate, tails to the other candidate, and they flip the coin. Okay? And one candidate wins and the other one loses. The one who loses, who lost, is now going to court. Okay? So, but the point is that the difference can sometimes be so small between a person
In this case, winning the election, getting a seat in the legislature, or going back to their regular life, all of their whole campaign, everything they spent, all their money going to waste. Right? At least as far as their purpose was concerned in that election. Okay? So don't disregard even the smallest of good or smallest of evil. Take everything seriously and always try to fill your life up with good and try to minimize every evil possible, as much as possible. Okay? The more you minimize, the fewer bad deeds will be found in your report book. So, my brothers and sisters, my young friends, my children, let us think, when Allah tells us to read our book, what are we going to find? When Allah tells you to read your book, what are you going to find? Will you be celebrating or will you be in a state of fear? This is a question for myself as well. So let us prepare starting now. Let us prepare for that report card now. Not when we get older. Not when we're, you know, married. Not when we're finished school. Just start now. This is the time to start. People's presence shouldn't guide our actions. You know, as adults too, we are afraid, oh, someone will see me, my wife will see me, my spouse, you know, someone else will see me, what are they going to say, so I'm going to hide. Or as children, we hide from our teachers and from our parents to do things which are wrong. Don't let that guide your actions. Allah's presence should be guiding our actions. Because even if you're in an empty room, or out in a field, and there's no one there, Allah is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. Okay, so all of these things that we end up doing, you know, hiding and chatting and hiding relationships and doing bad stuff on the internet, you know, making sure that we're alone to do all of that, cheating in transactions, you know, mistreatment of our family members at home, taking advantage of the disadvantaged and not giving people their rights and not giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his rights, you know, all of this stuff is not going to help us. This is all being recorded. And it's all going in the book, inshallah. We police each other too much. We police each other too much. We should be policed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who get their books, report books in their right hands. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those whose books are filled only with good and are clear of any evil. I'm going to end with this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Narrated by Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, says that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that verily Allah, the mighty and sublime, will draw near the believers, and he will place his shade over him, over the believer. And he will conceal him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal the believer, hide the believer from the people, and make him confess to his sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, do you recognize this sin? Do you recognize that sin? Do you recognize such and such sin? Every single one of our sins. Do you recognize this? Did you do this? Did you do that? This will continue until he makes him confess to all of his sins. Every single sin you committed in this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making you confess. Alone. No one else is watching, no one is listening. It's one on one. This will continue until he makes him confess all of his sins, and he, the believer, will think to himself that he is about to be destroyed. The believer is going to think, this is it. I'm toast, I'm done. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking me about every single misdeed that I did in this life. And then Allah will say, verily I have concealed these sins for you in the worldly life. Because there's sins that we do openly and then there's sins that we do privately. And every single one of us knows what we have done privately, what skeletons we have in our closet. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, verily I have concealed these sins for you in the worldly life and I have forgiven you for them today. I concealed them in your worldly life and I have forgiven you for them today. And then the believer will be given his book of good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those who are protected in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are protected in this life and in the hereafter. Brothers, if I can just ask you to move forward inshallah, because we're filling up the hall quickly. So just fill up the gaps please. Jazakumullahu khairan. Some very quick announcements inshallah. So tomorrow evening, we are going to have a youth program, Strive, inshallah, for boys, 5:15 to 7:15 p.m., inshallah, at the Hikmah School location. The Imam Council also, some of us will be taking part in the Trio Telethon. We're supposed to be on television taking calls from 7 to 9 p.m., inshallah. So, you know, it might be a good time to call and make a donation to Trio, inshallah. There's a KMA, about family barbecue and fun event, inshallah, coming up following Saturday. So Saturday, June 13th,
inshallah, is when that's going to be happening from 12 to 3 p.m. at the Hikmah School location. It will be lots of fun. Some great food, inshallah. And as I have been announcing for the last few weeks, tonight, inshallah, is a Tarbiyah Learning fundraising dinner. I'm happy to report, alhamdulillah, that all tickets have been sold. So we don't have any more tickets to sell. If you're planning to get your tickets at the last minute, I apologize. Although various organizations have been invited, Islamic organizations, and KMA is also invited. And one of the things that the KMA board has decided is that when they're invited to various fundraising events, that they will make a contribution on behalf of the community, but they don't want to do that from the general funds that have been collected for the KMA, because that's not exactly why they were given. Okay, so instead, what's going to happen is whenever there is such an event coming up, or whenever KMA wants to make a contribution on behalf of the community, we are going to announce it here at Friday Prayers, that the funds that are collected today, for example, today at Jummah, not all of them, but a percentage will be donated to Tarbiyah Learning as well. So that way you know exactly that when you're donating, that your funds, you know, will be going to another organization or for another cause, and this is for disclosure, because the funds that you give are a great amana. They are a trust upon the community, upon, in particular, the board, the organization, and it has to be discharged properly and carefully. So that's why all funds that are collected here normally are for KMA activities and services, and whenever they're going to be used for something else, it will be announced, inshallah, beforehand. So a portion of today's contribution, collection, will be, inshallah, going to Tarbiyah Learning Academy as well. And Jazakumullah khayyam. Aminu akhbar.